and welcome to Avio's Journey Podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business, sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack today. It has been very eventful. And I'm actually really excited to have this conversation with you all today about a situation that happened on Instagram from a gentleman who another voice actor who had some opinions about moi. And I thought it would be a good idea to do a podcast and talk about it, you know, so maybe we all can be better for it. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so it is great to be here talking to you. I think I said it was episode 238, right? 238. We are marching along. We've had two episodes this week so far. It's been feeling great. And thank you guys so much for your support. We've definitely continuously growing. I really appreciate that. It means the world to me. Thank you. And today we have an interesting predicament. So I was doing some voiceover work, and I went to LinkedIn, and a fellow voice actor had messaged me and pointed me to a link that was on Instagram, and said that there was maybe some not so pleasant comments about me over on Instagram. So I thought, oh, what's going on there? So I went over to Instagram, and there I am. My big face was posted. my big fat face was posted on someone's Instagram feed, and they had quite a bit to say about me and about a video that I had just posted. Now I want to talk about it today, and you know, hopefully all of us, you know, our voiceover community is it is definitely fractured. you know, I have been in voiceover for a little over 5 years now. But you know, I got into theater back in the 90s, you know, and I went and got my bachelor's and master's degree. You know, then I was a professional stage actor, and then I became a coach. And then, you know, I was teaching theater too towards the end before I became a voice actor. And, you know, I have fallen in love with voiceover. And the community of people have been so wonderful and so kind. And I always think that no matter what happens or what someone says, you know, we never know what someone is going through or what someone is, what's happening to them. And this particular person who had the, you know, these things to say about me, I don't know this gentleman. And I wish him the very best. I hope he's okay. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. Well, we're going to talk about what he said a little bit, and hopefully, you know, it'll help all of us and maybe come together a little more as a community. So anyways, so basically this gentleman, this another voice actor, had listened or watched a recent video I had made. And I had received a question from someone who joined a VO's Journey Elite, or I mean, a VO's Journey Facebook group. And the question was about, you know, how do I make, or how do I make money, or how do I, you know, get into voiceover when there's so many other professionals out there that are way better than me? So, you know, I think, you know, I got that question. I was like, okay, so, you know, you do not have to be a professional who has been in the industry for 15 or 20 years to be able to start making money in the industry. Because if that was the case, then nobody knew coming into the voiceover industry would ever start, and the voiceover industry would die. All right. So you don't have to be, you know, a person who's been around forever to be able to be successful in voiceover. But I named the video Sell More Voiceovers Than More Experienced Voice Actors. And I guess as I was reading, basically, this gentleman said, he kind of gave a bio about me or whatever, and pointed out, I'm not quite sure. I don't want to necessarily go into what he said per se, but I think the premise of everything as he ended, you know, was, you know, it's not a good thing to, you know, promote voiceovers at lesser rates, even though I think, maybe how he got there could have been a little bit kinder, but we'll make that premise, because I think that was the premise that he made. But he mentioned this video, and I wanted to talk about it because I think that I wasn't aware that the video would cause some issues. In the video, I think I talked about, you know, as a voice actor, especially a new voice actor, right? When you are competing, and you are, we all are competing, okay? We all are competing, that there are a lot of other positive things that you can do as a voice actor and a business owner that doesn't involve you having to have years and years and years of experience. You know, like I said, I've had the fortune of working with a lot of newer voice actors too, and that's always the biggest question. You know, how do I make it, or how do I get work when I don't have any experience, or I don't need, you know, it's always the chicken and the egg. How do I get experience when I don't have any experience? You know, and it's becoming a more of a challenge, you know, the way things used to be done, especially, you know, if you don't live in LA or New York. And there is, today's day and age, we have a lot of opportunities online. There's a lot of opportunities, and a lot more people are shifting to online. But I think that is, you know, something I was trying to say in the video. And, you know, we talked about, as always, you know, it's so important to be kind. It's so important to, have great customer service. I want to make sure right off the bat that I make it very clear. And I did in the video too, right? I mean, nothing, all right? Okay, so let's say it this way. So I often say that it doesn't matter how good you are if no one knows you exist. The opposite also could be said, right? To say, if everybody knows you exist, but you're not any good, will anybody work with you? Now, we can debate, you know, that. But I think, you know, I feel that being good, for what that word means, if we could say that, it means that, you know, you've worked very hard on your craft, you've trained. I mean, I've spent, I guess, the better now of almost, 25 years working on acting. And by the way, on a side note too, I think in fairness to the gentleman who posted this on Instagram and some of the people in the comments, I'm not sure they quite really know what I've, you know, my, all the experience I've had, how many actors, stage actors, professional actors that I've coached. And then as I moved over to voice acting, since that was 5 years ago, I think that probably caused some, you know, well, you know, this person is just doesn't know anything what they're talking about. So I'll give that the benefit of the doubt. But like I said, I've been doing this theater and acting my whole life, and I'm very, very happy to help people who are brand new, who have never been in acting, or people who have been acting, whether it's been stage or screen. But I think going back to kind of what I was saying is that, you know, it is vital that we always work on our craft. I always say, you know, I will never stop working on being a voice actor. I mean, being, you know, getting better at acting, getting better at expression, getting better at, you know, not just empathy, but getting better at sensitivity. You know, in the theater, you know, we call, you know, very, very talented people, talented or very well trained people who can. Overindulge in sensitivity. What I mean by that is like, how able are you to show an emotion or a feeling or deliver a message or a story? How able are you to do that? You know, and in our profession as voice actors, we have to be able to do it pretty quickly, right? On the drop of a dime. So we've got to be able to be very sensitive. All right. And a lot of times, you know, that is that, or most of the time, I mean, it takes a long time to train ourselves to be able to call upon it. Now, look, depending on how long you've been on this earth, right? The longer we live, the more life experiences to have, the more challenges we've had, the more, good times and the more bad times we've been through, and all of those things, all those emotions we felt, and the expressions that we've made throughout our life as voice actors or actors in general, our job then becomes, how do we imitate that existence, those expressions? I think where I'm going with all of this is that please don't ever think that you don't have to be as good as you possibly can be at your craft. I think that should be a given, and that should be built into your training. I do think a lot of times, a lot of my videos and my podcast, because I enjoy the marketing side of things so much, because I love connecting with people and getting out there. You know, I often said, you know, if I couldn't coach and I couldn't work with people, I'd go nuts being by myself, because I love interacting with people. But don't ever stop working on your craft. So I do think, from the standpoint of, if you look at a video that, you know, you could probably say, oh, well, that's just not true. But it does lead me to make you think, you know, even the way I look at stuff sometimes, to say, you know, hey, you know, you never want to, I think, judge someone, you know, until you walk a mile in their shoes. You know, what are they going through? And that's why this particular gentleman, I wish him the very best. You know, and I've also said too that I'll never forget, a couple years ago, I had posted something on it's interesting on Instagram. Seems Instagram is Instagram. So anyways, I posted something on Instagram about Fiverr, and I had someone, a female voice actor, leave a very long and detailed comment, you know, just being very frustrated about me talking to people about Fiverr. And I mean, she kind of laid out her feelings about it, and, you know, and she was very frustrated about it. And I did a podcast. I don't remember what episode it was, but I remember I did a podcast on that too. And I remember, you know, what I said, and I'm going to say the same thing because I truly believe it's true. I thanked her, just like I thanked this gentleman for, you know, the review or his thoughts. And I also want to say, I understand, right? You know, I understand, because if you think about what's happened in our voiceover community now, as opposed to how it used to be, if I had worked my whole life, if I'd worked 30 years, 20, 30 plus years on building an industry, building a community, working very hard, and having a set of standards that I push the limit to create, and then technology comes along, speed and accessibility, the home studio comes along, all of these things happen, right? The online, you know, Amazon comes along, these online sellers and things change the world, right? And changes how so many of us deal with, you know, commerce. I and all of a sudden I start to see my income change. and I can't land the jobs I used to. And I start hearing that these people are going to these other sites that aren't as, you know, that aren't maybe maintaining the same price structure or the same way that I spent all this time building. I would feel very upset too. So I don't ever begrudge anyone for having, you know, those feelings and those opinions about what's happening in our industry. I do think that we as a voiceover industry have the ability to come together as people to help each other, right? Because I think there's so many people who have been in the industry for so long that have so much intelligence and the ability to share things that other, that voice actors who are just getting, you know, the person who, you know, lives in Texas and they, you know, they're getting into voiceover because they're a single mom and they've always, you know, they've always loved reading audiobooks or listening to audiobooks and they've always wanted, they dreamed of doing it, you know, and they've got two kids and they're a single mom trying to build a life for themselves and their family. And she, you know, but working two jobs isn't cutting it. She can't raise her family that way. And voiceover could be a way that she could be at home with her family and change her life. I mean, you know, that's, there is so many people that we can help as a voiceover community change their lives and better our community as a whole, adding those unique individual voices that I think if we could have more conversations with each other instead of assuming, right, about each other and about each other's intentions, we could really change the atmosphere that a lot of people feel or the sides that people take. So I know this has been kind of scatterbrained, this podcast episode, but I'm glad that this person posted, and I don't want to use their voice because I mean their name. I want them to be anonymous because, you know, it's not my place to call a person out. But I do think I wish them the very best. I hope that, and I think I left a comment on the post saying, you know, I hope we get a chance to talk someday because I'd love to hear their opinions. I've been. More and more people have been contacting me, I guess, since this post recently and learning more. This person has been in the industry for a bit and had a has a well-respected name. So, I mean, you know, I wish them the very best and I hope that, you know, they're doing well. I don't know them, so I don't really know what to say other than I wish them the best. So, you know, when you come across situations when someone has an opinion about you and they feel it necessary to post. And remember, this can be clients too. You know, I mean, I'm talking right now about a fellow voice actor, but this can be a client too, right? That has something negative to say about you. I mean, we've all been there where we've gotten a review, right? And, you know, that is not very nice. We tried really hard. We bent over backwards. We worked our hardest for someone. And, you know, they left a poor review. And all we want to do is strike back at them, right? And tell them, no, you're wrong. You know, that's not true. That's not what I did. But when we do that, you know, when we engage like that, what happens is that you unintentionally validate that person's frustrations. And the best thing is always to be kind, you know, and to say thank you. You know, I thank you for sharing. I'd love to help you make this right. You know, I hope we get a chance to work together in the future and maybe I'll give you a discount, you know, for thanks for coming back to work with me. Because remember, someone is always going to have, well, you and I have a bad day. We have bad days, bad stuff happens. And then all of a sudden something rubs us the wrong way and we're off to the races. This stuff happens to all of us. But when those moments come, we got to do our best to react as good as possible. I'll never forget when I was in high school, I played football, and I played football my first year in college. And but there is this saying that we had in our locker room, I can't remember if it was from Yogi Berra or what coach it was from, but basically the saying was, and I'm sure you've heard of it, but you know, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you deal with it. And I always live with that. You know, things are going to happen to us all the time. But if you think about what really ends up causing the challenges or the benefits are how we react to them. So always remember, if you have a tough situation, or a client is really breathing down your neck and you've done everything you can, be kind, react in a positive manner. Because remember too, other people are going to see it. Other people are going to see it. They're going to want it. Look, we understand that we have bad days. We understand that things are going to, like, we're going to make mistakes. You know, like, we understand that, you know, you might miss a delivery order on time, or you might not get the word, you know, said correctly. Or you didn't hit the style, even though you thought that you were doing what they asked you to do. All right. But you didn't hit what they thought you should hit, and you've got to do it again or something like that. And they're not happy with you. Right? It's so easy to lash back out, but it leaves us in a position to where, you know, what are we trying to accomplish? Right? I want to be thankful for the clients that I have and the people I have. I want to be thankful for the people I work with and the voice actors I get to meet and help, and other voice actors, you know? I mean, and it's just a choice. It's just a choice. I know I'm going on and on. I apologize. I hope this helps if you're going through a tough time with someone that, you know, might not know who you are, or, you know, just has some things to say about you or to you, and you're not quite sure how to respond. Let it go. I'm not saying don't deal with it, but I'm just saying, you know, there can be a positive thing. Everybody has their own story. Everybody goes through tough times. You know, nobody knows what you're going through. Nobody knows what I'm going through. You know, you could be inadvertently telling someone all these things, you know, and they're in the next room, they've got a spouse that's dying or something horrible. The reason why I say that too is because, you know, we might think of saying something different if we knew how hard someone had it. You know, and I never like to take that chance. Thank you guys so much for listening, for being a part of a VO's journey. And thank you so much. And again, to the gentleman who wrote this post, I wish you the very best, my friend. I do hope one day we get a chance to meet, maybe have you on the podcast, and we can talk about helping voice actors, you know, bridge that gap of understanding, hey, listen, I got to start somewhere. How can I grow in the voiceover industry? You know what I mean? How can I, you know, begin to charge more and get better rates as I become more experienced, you know, and I work from home, you know, how can I do that? You know, so I hope we get a chance to, but if not, that's okay too. I understand, but, I wish you all the best. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye.